So, the assignment, write an article about judgments about television lies. Now, I've entered this in, this part, next part, to see what ChatGPT would write to you. So this is what Bill said to start the text. If a person watches too much television, seekers often dismiss the lies as being only television. In the process of graduate school, many degree seekers make lasting decisions about the little screen. Many graduate students went on to improve trade and construction in emerging nations. The bias about American television crept into the dialogue, along with the spies of the other country. The current TikTok debate, with the U.S. banning China from owning the platform, is an issue. If people compete and nations compete, the nature of the input to the being becomes very important. Just to review, computers have input, output, and memory. With advanced tools, the America the Great is being investigated to steal people with input a la TikTok. The digital revolution exports human inputs and creativity. The grandfathers steal the ideas and inputs as well from the children and grandchildren. To note the platform of smartphone to every soul, everyone is looking for something to say. Ultimately, the intellectual challenge, which differentiated the top students, is denigrated by saying the inputs were cheap and the class has the same inputs you do, so do not attempt to create content. Continuing on, this is what ChatGPT-4 says. Judgment about television lies. In the realm of academia, there's a prevailing notion that those who indulge in excessive television watching are living lives that are, well, only television. Academic seekers often dismiss these individuals, viewing their lives as lacking depth and substance. The bias is particularly evident among graduate students, who during their rigorous academic journeys make lasting decisions about the value of the little screen. Many of these degree seekers go on to improve trade and construction in emerging nations, carrying with them a certain disdain for the perceived frivolity of American television. This bias against American television has even crept into international dialogues, influencing the perception of spies from other countries. The current debate surrounding TikTok, with the U.S. banning China from owning the platform, highlights the importance of the nature of input in the competition between people and nations. Just as computers rely on input, output, and memory, so too do humans rely on the information they consume. The digital revolution has made it easier than ever to export human inputs and creativity. But it has also raised concerns about the potential for intellectual theft and manipulation. The proliferation of smartphones has ensured that everyone has something to say, but it has also led to a devaluation of intellectual challenge. The top students, one differentiated by their unique insights and creativity, now find themselves lumped together with the masses, their inputs dismissed as cheap and ubiquitous. In this environment, the pressure to create original content is immense, yet the recognition for doing so is often lacking. As we navigate this digital age, it's crucial to remember the value of diverse inputs and the importance of fostering genuine creativity and intellectual growth. So, that is from January 13th, 2025. We have an input that is well defined, and this is what you might like to hear in a professional output. Thanks to Copilot for its assistance, which is ChatGPT-4.